Welcome to your daily dose of naughtiness, where me, Eva, will be taking you through a short little episode of sex, horniness, and sensuality. Join me every weekday evening at 10 p.m. GMT. I promise you I'll make it worth your while. Come with me to my dressing room. I want us to go on a little journey through my sexy part of my wardrobe. Nothing feels better than having something on that oozes sex. And I guess that could mean a variety of things. So when I want to dress really smart, I'd put on quite a tight pencil skirt and some opaque tights maybe, but if I want to go really sexy, then out comes my stockings. And of course, underneath of that, I would have on my G-string or maybe a thong, because the pencil skirt that I have has a slit up the back, not all the way. But if I was to bend down and pick something up right in front of you, then you would definitely get more than you bargained for. And with that pencil skirt, you could really look quite elegant in a shirt. Maybe undo the buttons a little bit to flash a bit of cleavage. Or you could have on a little strappy top or a bodysuit that shows off every curve that you have and your cleavage. And when you take that off, you would have on underneath, well, I would have on, you wouldn't have on, I would have on a nice sheer black bra, matching G-string. And the reason I love to wear sheer is because it's a little bit revealing. Well, a lot. You can see my nipples. You can see my pussy. But it's not in the flesh. It's just a little teaser of you want it, don't you? And you might just get it. And I also love to wear a basque or a baby doll in the bedroom. Stockings, of course. A garter or a suspender belt. And let me kind of tell you a little secret. Sometimes in the summer, I've decided that maybe I'd be a bit risque and not wear any panties, because let's face it, it's nice to have my smooth pussy free, and who knows who might be looking when I'm sat down and they get a glance that would turn me on. And dressing up, you could also go a bit further and get really racy, fancy dress. I've got a nurse's outfit, I've got a horny devil, and I've got a maid. And I did used to have a Playboy bunny back in the day. But yeah, dressing up is so fun, especially if somebody else is enjoying it. And it's even better when you get to take it off and see it on the bedroom floor. So, thank you for joining me for the second podcast of your daily dose of naughtiness. I'll see you tomorrow. Bye.